Oh, yeah.
Exactly. All right, we've got Peter DeBoer on the line.
Well, he probably did not need to hear that.
That maybe wasn't a necessary segue into the conversation. The head coach of the San Jose Sharks joining us. How you doing, Peter?
I'm good, and I did not need to hear that. But that's all right. got a visual there. I don't need right now in training camp.
So can you give us some insight on, like, does your GM give you a little bit of a hint that this is common, or it's just we got them, or how does it work out?
You know what? I think every situation is different. You know what? On Evander Kane, when we acquired him, I was on a plane flying back. We were flying back from a road game, and it was at the trade deadline. And actually, there was one plane on the phone. The pilot had it, and Doug found a way to get a hold of the plane phone and called me to the front to let me know we had got Kane. And that came right out of left field. We really there hadn't even been much discussion about it. We were talking about a fourth line center, and I think that just kind of, I think it's funny, but some of these things take months to come to fruition, and some of these things just pop right out of left field. I think with Carlson, there was a lot of work done, a lot of discussion, but there was also a lot of teams involved and a lot of factors at play. And I had a conversation with Doug on Monday of this week where he insinuated he thought there was a legitimate chance, and then it went really quiet, and I came out here to training camp, and I really thought it was either dead or, you know, was something that might get picked up later in the season or towards the trade deadline potentially. And then all of a sudden he called me, I think it was 5:30 California time, and told me that, you know, he thought he had it done. So, you know, you kind of ride that emotional wave. As a coach, you really have to be careful, you know, when they're just talking about it, not to get too excited because you start writing down lines, and a lot of these things don't come to fruition. But, you know, Doug has a way of finding a way to get these things across the finish line.
Is Rob Zettler, like, does he just have to mail it in and go to the beach? I mean, what do you got to do, Pete? I mean, you just say one of you go out there and do it. I mean, it's a luxury, right?
It's a huge luxury, but you guys also know, because you played a long time and you played on winning and losing teams, it's a lot harder than just writing the best names down on a piece of paper. You know, they've got to fit, and they've got to fit properly, and everyone's got to feel important. I'm not painting a picture that, I wouldn't want to deal with these problems, but there is more to it than that, as you guys know.
With Peter DeBoer, head coach of the San Jose Sharks.
So you get Erik Karlsson. Immediately, do you start scratching wherever you are? Different, I guess, setups on the power play and how you're going to run that? I mean, I'm sure your mind's moving a million miles an hour of how you're going to deploy these players, because, you know, a guy like Burns has got the trigger. Karlsson, I mean, those guys are such elite players from the back end and have the opportunity to coach them. So now are you starting to just dig in as to how you're going to play them in certain areas?
100% right. We're looking at tape of Karlsson. I think when I've obviously seen Erik Karlsson play a ton, but until you dive deep into actually watching him and his tendencies and you know, where his real strengths lie and on the power play and in other situations, you know, you don't really get to know a player, other than just watching him, you know, in the generality of watching a game. But we're diving into that. I mean, he's a fantastic player, you know, arguably, you know, including our guy, Burnsy and Vlasic and Doughty, you know, he's in the top five defensemen probably in the world. So he does a lot of great things. I think the most excited piece for me is the power play, just because I think you need one in order to win nowadays. I think Washington, you know, wrote a real good power play and has for a long time. And a lot of that setup has been, you know, having a righty Karlsson with a righty Ovechkin in that shooting position and having a guy like Backstrom, you know, kind of quarterbacking it from the half wall. So, you know, we have that ability now with Karlsson at the top and Burnsy playing in Ovechkin's spot. And, you know, and different elements to be able to run something like that. So that's what is exciting to me, and that's probably the area that we can improve the most, because I think we were 16th last year, and we want to make sure we're in the top five this year in that department.
Well, top five, doesn't that mean that you put Jumbo on the half wall, you put Bernsey on the other half wall, Carlson up top, and then just Couture and Pavelski in front of the net, and there's the best-ranked power play in the league, Pete?
There you go. You got it.
You guys are overpaid because I'm not that smart, and I can figure that out.
Come on, you played a few power plays in your time. You know what you're doing.
With Peter DeBoer, head coach of the Sharks, you guys are a veteran-laden team. When you think of the Sharks, obviously you think of Joe Thornton. Pavelski's in his 30s. Couture's now in his 30s. Burns in his 30s. Now you bring in Carlson, late 20s. Kane's been around for a little while. As a head coach, I'm sure you've coached a variety of different teams, whether veteran-laden or a lot younger. How much easier does it make your job knowing that you've got that kind of presence in your room and that kind of experience on your team?
Well, experience is great, but you want leadership. You know, that's the key. And leadership can come, you know, at all kinds of different ages. The great part about our dressing room is our veterans have great leadership qualities, and it starts with Joe Thornton and Joe Pavelski. You know, those guys do an exceptional job in our room of really setting the accountability for the rest of the group, because they show up every day. They're the first ones on the ice. They're working on their game. They're the first ones in the weight room, taking care of their bodies, and doing all those things. So that's the beauty of the experience we have is it's experience with tremendous leadership. And when you have that, your coaching job is made much easier.
Well, when you bring in a guy like Carlson, are you the first guy to kind of pick him up at the airport and run through what the situation is like? Is it Doug Wilson, the GM, or one of the players that would be doing that?
Well, you know what, we're gonna wait and see. We're waiting on him to get his immigration. We still won't have a date when he can get in here. It's going to be next week sometime. So I think that'll just depend on what our schedule looks like and whether we've got a game the day he comes in or we're in training camp still practicing. But he'll get a warm welcome here. There'll be a lineup of guys, I'm sure, to pick him up and show him around. And we've got a real unique group of guys. It's I've coached now. This is my 11th year in the NHL, and this group has more fun at the rink and with each other than any group I've ever been around. They work harder than any group I've had too. But you know, they have a ball when they're at the rink, and I think he's going to fit right in here.
Well, it was quite the trade. We're looking forward to seeing how it all plays out. Best of luck throughout camp and into the season, and I'm sure we'll bother you again down the road. Thank you for doing this, Peter.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Good to talk to you.
There's Peter DeBoer, head coach of the Sharks. 11 years he's been in the NHL.